Well, it's a jazzy edition of it's a jazzy edition of Colour Club. I don't know why. I mean, we haven't recorded it yet, but I'm just assuming. I'm just throwing that out there that it could be jazzy. Okay, keep your ears peeled and let me know if you think today's episode is more jazzy than usual. Okay, hope you've been cuddling. Hope you've cuddled yourself dry. Oh dear. Listen, more to the point, because it's a podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today I'm going to be speaking to Alexandra Haddo, which will be interesting because I don't really know her very much, but we did have a very nice chat once after a gig. Okay, I hope you enjoy this episode. I love you. Hello. I did the questions the other day with Rich Hardesty. I never know how to say his name properly, actually. Rich Hardesty.
Yeah, that one.
Who you're friends with, that's our mutual friend.
Yes.
Well, I've got more than one, I'm sure.
He's lovely.
Lovely guy. He said you worked at NME.
Yes, I used to have a column for NME.
Did you?
Yeah, I never actually worked in the offices, but they gave me a column lockdown.
And lockdown, that's great.
Yeah, which was so much fun. And I could write about anything, really.
Really? That's great. Is that your background, writing and music and stuff?
Yeah, well, I've worked in magazines a lot before I started doing comedy, and I always wanted to be a writer. And then I worked in PR, which I was really shit at because, you know, I was like always trying to get a job with the journalist that I was trying to flog something to rather than actually doing my job.
Too much soul for PR.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm not very good at selling things. I would always be like, this is a bit shit.
Yeah. it's terrible. Do you want it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, basically that. And then I moved into picture editing in magazines, and then I've sort of try the through osmosis to go into the writing side.
Nice.
So I do more and more now. But yeah, that was a great column. And then this, after lockdown sort of ended, they sort of tried to mould me into a music columnist. And I love music, but I'm not a music
journalist
or like a music nerd, really. I just sort of
just enjoy it. Yeah. Don't you run a club night as well in Margate?
Yeah, in London and Margate, yeah. So London, we do it at the Libertines Hotel.
Yeah, that's where my mum lives, down the road from that.
Really?
Yes. And I'm kind of from Broadstairs, but Margate is all the same.
Really. I really love it. So I thought, oh, let's do the club night there as well. Nice. And then we can go there for a weekend every now and then.
Yeah, great. What, and you stay at the hotel?
Yeah, when they've got space. Sometimes they don't, but there's one like a couple of doors down where we can just then go there for breakfast and pretend we're staying there.
Nice. I went there with, so there's different levels. The hotel rooms look really nice. I've not stayed yet, but we went to the downstairs bit, the basement, which is quite sort of heroin-y.
That's where we do the club night, which is very on brand. Not for us, we don't do heroin, I should say.
Very on brand. But we were there with my mum, my goddaughter, my friend's parents. It was all like my dad, who had Parkinson's, like was hobbling down the stairs.
Oh, bless him.
It was really like, we were like, there's a mismatch of energy.
Yeah. But then the beer garden, lovely and wholesome.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? But it did have a dark energy to the downstairs bit, I will say.
Yeah.
If you're into energy, it just felt a bit like, ooh, what's happened in here?
Definitely. Even though it's quite new, so not a lot can have happened yet,
well,
but it has.
Well, you never know. Are you friends with those guys or...?
No, I went down there. I actually went down there for NME the first time. They said, it was like in a break in lockdowns, they said, do you want to go and stay in the Albion Rooms? It just opened, and review it for NME. And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
And then Paul McCaffrey, by chance, was doing a comedy night that night, the first ever one. So I said, well, can I have a spot on that? So I did it. I tied it in with like doing, I just did like an unpaid 10 because it was like me, Sean Walsh and Julian Dean were booked.
Right. Well, they need a woman on that bill.
Exactly.
They need one,
exactly.
Alexandra.
I sorted them out.
Yes.
Helped
thank
them tick
you.
The box.
absolutely died on my heart. No.
Yeah.
Because of the estrogen.
I know. Yeah. I did not like it. No, they were. It was actually great. And so I ended up having a night out with Carl he wouldn't know me, but I used to do a comedy night in his cafe as well there, but it's since shut. But he's a very nice boy. I've only met him.
When you go to Margate, do you swim in the sea?
I did until that sewage. Whole thing about all the sewage.
Yeah, I think it's okay now.
Is it?
We don't know, but I think so, maybe.
Apparently there's an app that tells you.
Oh, really?
Which
I need to get that.
Grim, but get it.
Oh, I need to get that.
Because then you'll save yourself from swimming in poo. Somebody in Margate told me they use the app all the time and then they know which days is fine because of the tide and the currents and everything.
Okay, this is good.
Technology is great and the government is not.
Yes, thank you. Quick fire questions.
Yes.
Quite agree. Okay, quick fire round.
I'm ready.
Are you related to Hadaway?
No, and I wish I was. David O'Doherty calls me Hadaway all the time.
And what is love?
It's having a takeaway in bed.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, we can all access it pretty easily, it turns out. What did you used to love? Sweet and sour prawn balls when you were younger?
Yes.
Yeah.
My parents still order that.
Really?
Religiously.
You get to a certain age, you're like, I can't be eating sweet and sour prawn balls, but they are so...
It's so good.
When I was 17, I couldn't believe they existed.
Yeah.
Something to think about. What's more important to you, health or safety?
Oh, safety.
Really? What, you've got the big C, but you...
You're having a lovely, dangerous time.
Yeah. Well, it's a difficult question, but yeah, I'll take your first answer.
I'd rather be sort of, I don't know, whenever I get ill, I'm like, oh, I'll brush it off. I'm like, oh, I'm fine.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what I mean? But if I was unsafe, I'd be like, oh, no.
That's true. So you like to be safe?
Worked in a lot of pubs where there's a lot of wrong-uns. Mm. You know, you've got like a safety warning bell.
Okay.
I'm sat next to someone not in a pub, I'm like, oh.
Okay, question number three. Do you try not to gossip?
No, I love gossip.
Oh, okay. I'm trying not to, but I'm really bad at it.
I just think it's mostly harmless. I wouldn't tell anybody that I didn't know something really big about someone that I did. But if it's two people I don't know and it's just frivolous about who they're shagging,
yeah.
Hook it to my veins.
If it's two people you don't know, that is a bit different too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got to get her and this little bitch inside me. It's not me, it's something.
I don't think it's that bad, honestly.
Oh, dear. It doesn't make me feel good. Oh, and I do it. And I do it quite
Even when
a lot.
People are like, oh, I heard you were doing this, I'm like, live your life.
Yeah, yeah. Really? Okay.
Enjoy it. Mm. Glad I could be of service.
Very French in there. Very French. Okay. Are you ready for the touch quiz?
I'm ready.
You have five questions and you have to think about what I'm thinking about touching now. And it's not rude.
Okay. Is it? Do I just say out of nowhere, or is there any clues? Well,
dealer's choice. You know, you play the game how you
Is it
move
a middle-aged man's fleece?
Oh, Alexandra, it's a lovely guess, but it's not right.
Wow.
But this thing might be in the pocket of his fleece if it's got big pockets.
Oh.
Might be. It's not necessarily something that would be, but you never know.
Is it a stress ball?
No.
I just keep thinking about things I want to be touching.
Mm. Oh dear, she's stressed.
No, I just like
a... Oh, Cuddlecrop's getting to her. It's gritty. It's very gritty.
Reveals all.
Sorry, it should come with an executive toy when we record.
That sounds like a vibrator, doesn't it?
Oh yeah.
Bring my executive toy.
And that's exactly what I meant.
But it is a stressful, isn't it? That's what they call it.
Yeah, it's a sexy podcast.
Is it a satsuma?
No.
Is it an edible good?
No.
Oh. Is it a cold CD?
It's a crime novel.
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry, that's going to be the next thing I said, actually.
It's a crime novel. I'm so sorry, but it was a lovely game and you were fast in your answers, but you were incorrect.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I tried.
You tried really hard and I really appreciate that. And we won't have to edit out the pauses, whereas a lot of people will have to edit out the pauses.
Really?
And you were like, bang, bang, bang.
Oh, okay.
Is it a satsuma? Is it a cold CD?
Oh, sorry, I'll be faster.
No, you were fast. You were perfect fast.
I was fast.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah. Not that it's a loser side of last week. Oh, well, now she's asking. Are you a fan of cuddling?
Yes. And I feel like that's only been my brand as an adult. My dad was always like, oh, you're a cold fish.
Really?
As a child. So I've really worked on trying to be a warm person.
Dad said you're a cold fish.
Said it was like hugging a triangle.
I'd love to go into that. Why do you think that was?
I think I was very scrawny and skinny and I was sort of like trying to be quite tough as a kid.
Right.
Thought it was cool.
Yeah.
And then as I've sort of grown up, I've been like, no, it's absolutely lovely to have a cuddle or a spoon, you know?
Are you going out with anyone?
Yeah, new.
New, go on.
New relation, so cuddling, you know, really 20, up there.
25/7.
25/7, very much so. He's actually in my bag right now.
Yeah.
So he's not
Where
not
did
too
you
far
meet
away.
Him?
I met him at a pub that I used to work at in lockdown, and I run the club night with him. He's the other DJ.
Are you both DJs?
I mean, I'm not a DJ. He's a musician and a DJ. And then I was never going to DJ the club night. I just set it up. I just thought, this is great.
Yeah.
I'm going to sort of set up my perfect night out myself and do it.
Yeah, great.
And then he was my friend at the time. We were friends for years. And he was like, you have to do it as well because it'd be great. You know, and also it's great to have a woman DJ as well.
Yeah.
A woman DJ. The 1958. yeah, like, and so then he and my other mate taught me how to do it.
Now I do. So now you can do it a proper way.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like, you know, people that do sort of proper DJing. It's not like that.
That's great, though. What is it with records?
Sometimes we do CDs. He does vinyl a lot, but I don't do that. I just do... Because with indie, it's quite easy. You're not really mixing. You're just
So you just do it from, like, an iPod or something?
Do it from, like, a DJ program.
Oh, okay, fine.
It's not like Spotify or anything, but it's basically... we have to pay for the songs and everything. What year is this?
Wow.
I know, but it's essentially... Which people don't realise, I think. So then people come up to you and they'll request something.
Yeah.
And... You know, you say, "Oh, if I've got it, I'll play it."
Yeah,
and then they can't compute that. But you're like, "Well, it's not Spotify because A, loads of venues don't have signal and stuff like that."
Yeah.
B, if you just had Spotify and you were just sort of playing stuff, you'd be like, "Well, why have I got a DJ?"
And
see, it all just sort of works with all the equipment that you get.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, but especially with vinyl, like people come up to him all the time if he's DJing, sort of. Like Northern Soul and 60s and 70s stuff. Honestly, the amount of people that come up having heard that sort of music for 4 hours, they'll come up and go, "Have you got Nicki Minaj, Starships?" And he's like, "No."
Yeah. It must be so annoying. Hang on. Like a bridge over cuddled water. Hey, talking of music, it's now time for Like a Bridge Over Cuddled Water. So I'm just going to sing a song with the words cuddle and you have to guess what it is, okay?
This was my most, when I was listening to episodes.
It's frightening.
The most nervous.
Yeah, it's really frightening.
It's a lot of pressure.
Okay. Da-da-da-da cuddle. Hang on. It's a cuddle.
Oh, this is hard.
Let's both shut our eyes and really think.
Yeah, I was going to say, can I shut my eyes? But then I thought you might be like, that's intense.
No. I'll shut my eyes too. We won't know.
All right.
Okay. It's a cuddle. It's a cuddle.
Oh, God, I think I know it. Hang on. No, I haven't got it. It's on the tip of my tongue.
It's a cuddle. It's a cuddle. Do you know it, Anya? Oh, she read it on the thing.
Oh.
Yeah, of course. But it's not far off, is it, that? Oh, wow. Might be one of the best ones.
Oh, God, I don't know.
It's a family affair.
Oh, fuck. Sorry.
Yeah, It's hard. But don't worry.
That is the one I was thinking of, like,
in my brain somewhere. I can't recall anything these days. Right. Don't worry, because now we're going to go into your health problems.
Okay, good. Famously non-stressful.
Yes. What health ailments have you got?
Health ailments. At the moment, I'm very achy.
Ache, just a general ache.
Hip aches.
Hip, okay.
What's going on?
Hip is a lot of emotions. The ladies store in their hips. Yes, a
can
lot
you help
of
me get rid of my hip stress?
I hope so. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. Hips. Yeah. They carry the body in perfect balance. Major thrust in moving forward. Hip problems are fear of going forward in major decisions or nothing to move forward to. So you have to say, oh, I remember this one because I've done this one before. Hip, hip, hooray. There is joy in every day. I am balanced and free. I am in perfect balance. I move forward in life with ease and with joy at every age.
That's lovely.
Take a quick picky of that.
I'm going to.
And you'll be reading it every day.
I'm going to start the day with hip, hip, hooray.
Hip, hip, hooray is a lovely way to start the day.
And my housemate is going to be like, what is going on in there?
And then just sort of circulate your hips as you're doing
it. But yeah.
Yeah, so it's just fear of going forward, I think.
I'm doing my first Edinburgh show, so I think I'm probably very scared of going forward.
What is it called?
It's my first hour and it's called Not My Finest Hour.
And then what is it about?
It's about something I did wrong in my 20s. I don't want to give it away because it's sort of the...
Yeah.
But it's about, essentially being in the wrong and sort of just admitting it instead of... I talk about a lot about people on social media where they're like, I'm just like trusting my lungs this year. And it's always, you know, it's always like they've done something really bad. It's like, it's fine. People do bad stuff.
That's all right.
You don't have to blame it on everything else.
That's what I think we should all be. Sorry about my headphones in this way.
No, it looks good.
I can't do anything about it. We should all be more honest about our mistakes and then also stop being so harsh on people, because I'm fascinated by mistakes and shame. And
yeah, of course you did your show, Shame.
Well, my book's about that. It's like all the mistakes I've made and not taking on the shame and stuff. But it's a hard old time for that, of course, because everyone wants to like point the finger at everyone else.
Absolutely.
When you point the finger at someone else, there's three fingers pointing back at you.
Very nice.
John Robbins taught me that.
Did he have hand health issues and that was the tip in the book?
No, I was saying you get annoyed with people doing this and that's what you do. And then he said the motto, but he was telling me something and I was like, that's what I've just told you.
Yeah.
So you can shove those three fingers up your ass.
I always think when I have a go at people for being on their phone too much, it's because I'm annoyed that I'm on my phone too much.
Yeah. It's very true. But why do I hate rapists?
Well... That's a question for another episode.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
From cradle to podcast, maybe the true listening is with our hearts. So you are quite romantic at the moment.
Yeah.
Oh, generally.
Disgusting.
Oh, I love it. I want it.
Yeah, off brand, I'd say. But you know, like when you're not in something, you're like, oh, fuck off.
No, I love it. I love
it. And then when you are, you're like, isn't the weather wonderful?
No, I'll watch heavy petting from other people all day long.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Oh, let me go up.
You're a voyeur.
Why do you think I'm at the swimming pool every day? To watch the heavy pettiers. So the triangle's really gone into a circle.
Yes, exactly. I'm very much a blob now.
Can we blame you being a tough... little cookie at father's door anyway, or not?
I would say no. My dad's like, right, considering the men I've dated over the years, like, I don't know where they've come from because my dad's great.
Oh,
you know?
That's nice.
Maybe I sort of was like, I'll show you for all your bloody support.
Yeah.
And nurturing.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
What about mother? Okay. Bit of a problem with mother.
No, she's bloody lovely. We were just not as close, I think. We're not as similar as me and my dad.
Okay.
So it's more...
Yeah, that's
difficult.
Right.
Like when I tweeted something last year that went viral, and it sort of went viral because no one realised it was a joke. Even my own mum texted me and said, like, did you not realise this? And I was like, how are you, after 1,000 replies of people laughing at the fact no one get this joke, how are you not realising that I knew?
Yeah. What was it?
I was watching Glastonbury on the TV and I said... look at Paul McCartney. What a great advert for vegetarianism. John Lennon never embraced it and he didn't live half as long. Makes you think. Right?
Oh, yeah.
So obvious.
Yeah.
I even added makes you think.
Yeah.
Kay Burley like retweeted it and was like, John Lennon was shot. And, like everybody.
Oh, my God.
Thousands of people were like, oh, my God, I can't believe you don't know John Lennon was shot. It was mental.
That's insane.
I'm wearing a Beatles T-shirt right now, actually.
Yeah.
It's like quite... poetic, but
I think I remember that
honestly went everywhere. Like people were sort of coming up to me and saying, oh my god, I saw your tweet and I saw all those thousands of people not realizing it was a joke. Yeah, and then my mum was like, did you really not realize John Lennon was shot?
Oh wow, I was okay.
Like, mum, please.
Yeah.
How are we related? Come on.
But they together?
No, they're not together, but they're friends.
That's nice.
Which is very nice.
Yeah,
it's much better than when they were together,
right? Yeah.
But it's nice now. They sort of can get at each other and have a little bicker, but then go home to their own houses.
Oh, that's lovely.
Dreamy.
Where they live?
In Corby, where I'm from.
You're from Corby?
Yeah. Do you know it?
I'm always at that bloody skate park, Adrenaline Alley in Corby.
Oh, I've never been there. That got built after I left.
Yeah, it's the only...
But I've heard about it.
Do you mind me saying it's one of the only good things in Corby?
You can absolutely say that.
Actually, Corby has got a lot to offer for it, but the people don't come to the things that are there. So I did a gig in Corby. Numbers were low and it was in this big old place and I thought, you know, but I had a lovely time. The people of Corby were wicked, actually. They really, really,
yeah,
really
everyone's
nice.
Scottish and a lot of fun and
oh, yeah, everyone
love a good
was
time.
Right.
But it's a mad place to grow up.
It's a mad
yeah,
place.
Yeah, it's insane. Like,
it doesn't make sense. And they've invested some money in it now.
They have now, since I left.
Like, yeah, yeah, since you left, yeah. But like, it's like no one really uses the facilities or something. I don't know. No, I'm not just talking about my show. Oh, actually, to be fair, there was a big audience the week before for a impressionist or something like that. Like, no, it was like a covers band thing and people were out in force.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think they promote the comedy as much there because loads of my pals came to when I did a mixed bill there and at a theatre that, again, wasn't there when I grew up there. And all of my mates who were comedy fans were like, we had no idea this... There was a monthly comedy night. It's more like they need to sort of get the message out to people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that, but the lovely audience I did have in was so nice.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I do like Corby, actually. I just think it's mad.
It's bonkers.
And I was at an Indian restaurant and he put a picture of me and him up on the wall, I think.
Really?
Yeah, but he had no idea who I was.
Oh,
but someone else
but
left
still,
the restaurant
and nice.
She's on TV and then he came over and he wouldn't have given me, he didn't give me water. I was like, can I get some tap water? And I was ordering loads of stuff and I was ordering like non-alcoholic wine for like 15 quid a bottle or whatever. And then he's like, no, we don't have to give you tap water now. And I was like, okay, but I'm not on about legally, I'm on about morally. Yeah, I don't want to have a plastic bottle of water, whatever. And then when the guy said she's on telly, he came over with the water and said, can he have a picture? And I was like, you don't know who I am. And he's like, and he's gonna put it on the wall.
That's
and then
such a strange experience.
Then he took a picture of him and my boyfriend at the time as well. And I thought, yeah,
glad to see my people are still going strong.
Yeah. Cuddle club. I think that's enough. Have you ever had a best, worst or weirdest cuddle?
Best, worst or weirdest? Best, I would probably say, is one of my ex-boyfriends, who we're still very good friends with now. I was very anxious at the time. I went through a weird sort of period of being very anxious in my 20s, which I'm cliche 101, which I haven't had in years now. Quite relaxed,
that's
guy.
Good.
Yeah. And I remember that we sort of weren't properly together at the time. And I was getting a bit anxious. I think I'd come back from like a festival or something, you know, been boozing all weekend, which makes it worse. And then he just gave me this really sort of grounding hug and he was like, don't worry, it's all going to be fine. And I felt really like, whew.
I've read about that. You can calibrate to people's, someone else can ground you with their touch.
Yeah.
And it makes you... Like it's almost like they're holding a space for you and then they sort of calm your nerves with their system.
Yeah,
that's like a very physical thing. It's like a true thing.
He's got a very calm energy. Shout out to Sash. Hi, Sash.
Oh, hi, Sash.
Still my pal now.
Yeah. No, that's what I miss about being in a relationship where you just, you know, you're feeding off their energy. Really.
Give me your youth.
Okay, do you want to have a question from Alan de Botain?
Yes, please.
Mm. And you can pick it.
Oh, here we go. In what way do you think you are difficult to live with?
Should we phone your flatmate?
You can do. he would have a lot to say. I think I'm difficult to live with because I start a job with a lot of enthusiasm and then quite quickly my attention fades to the next shiny thing.
Hashtag ADHD.
I sort of go on a fad quite... quickly. This morning I decided I was getting into smoothies.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And immediately made a smoothie, so much of it. I mean, I'm not going to finish it.
Yeah.
My boyfriend's quite like that as well, but even he's like, God, let's concentrate on one thing at a time.
Okay. Yeah. Well, do you start cleaning and then stop it?
Yes, or? Yeah.
That's annoying. So Hoover's quite just annoying. In the middle of the room.
Yeah. That sort of thing.
My house smells of turmeric now.
That's quite nice,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I had an accident. No, it's not nice. It's not nice.
Is it not sort of like spice, you know?
Yeah, I'd rather it smell of lavender or something.
Yeah, that's but even so, it smells, you know, it smells like lived in and home cooking.
No, there's turmeric fucking everywhere.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't know where it is. Like, you can usually see turmeric as well, so I don't know.
You sprinkled it like a sort of sage.
It's crashed down. It was everywhere. We had the Hoover out, and then... now it still smells turmeric, and I don't know where it is hiding.
Like glitter, but with the smell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can never get rid of it.
Nightmare. Anyway, what's life all about?
Making a house smell of lavender,
I imagine. I can't do lavender because that is about 80, isn't it? That's about 80 years old. You come into your own with lavender.
Do you know what it is? It's, you know, people's house, you know, your mates that have like really got it together.
Yeah.
And you go into their house and it smells of like that kind of expensive candle, like oud or something.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of like burning
frankincense
wood.
Frankincense is a good one for that. I've got a frankincense oil that I put into this burner and that is a lovely scent. And I've also got woman's scent.
No, it's scent of a woman.
Might I lure you back to smell woman?
No, it's I've impressed myself upon this piece of paper, which I'd like to give to you. Like a perfume sample.
That would be a lovely chat up line.
Yeah.
That would be...
Get your pheromones on
I sat on this piece of paper.
Yeah. Do you like it?
Do you like... No.
That's why I'm very unpopular with people, because I don't like dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And because I always think when you go to somebody's house that's got a dog, you walk in, you're like, you've got a dog.
Yeah. You've got a dog and you let your flat know.
Yes, exactly.
I didn't used to like dogs. I was like you.
Really?
Yeah. And now I do quite like dogs. So that's a story of growth.
Have you got... Are you thinking of getting a dog?
Not getting a dog ever. No,
yeah, there you
one.
Go. That's fine. Most dogs are actually all right. It's people that are obsessed with dogs to the point of like, what happened to you?
Yeah.
That really sort of unnerve me.
Yeah, I'm just obsessed with my cats. And that's
oh, I love
normal.
Cats.
That's normal. But you can't bring them everywhere. So it's, you know what I mean? It's like the limit.
Maybe that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
Balance.
Yeah, exactly. You're not like, oh, I can't go out because of my dog. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
You can't go out because if you've got a dog, like, come off it.
Well, my friend that's really fun, but then he's always like, I've got to get the last train back for the dog. Why?
Yeah, I think it's an excuse.
Maybe.
But sometimes I do like to go home early to see the cats.
Well, that's nice.
But if they've been on their own all day, because they're really little and they like to play.
Oh, that's... Have you got two?
Yeah. Brothers. Oh. They play with each other, but one's so thick, the other one's just like... Oh,
that was my cats growing up.
Really?
Brothers. One of them was like an evil genius and the other one was a big, fluffy, thick mess.
Yeah. Replace the word evil and you're halfway there.
Right, there you go.
Yeah. He's got a beautiful soul. But the fat one doesn't even recognise a packet of Dreamies. He's so dumb.
Oh, God, love him.
He's so dumb and fat and he splays himself out, like splats out, like genitals to the table sort of thing. Like, it's insane. And like, can you imagine Dreamies? He must have had like so many Dreamies every day and he still doesn't recognise them. He just looks at the packet and thinks... What's she up to then?
Yeah, green what's this?
And his brother.
Every day's a new day.
His brother, you make the slightest noise, his brother's, well, he's in.
You
know? You show him the packet and he runs over and Bobbert's just splayed out on the table.
It's called Bobbert.
Yeah, I know. I think probably I might be to blame.
No, I like that.
It's a thick boy's name, isn't it?
Yeah, we used to have the if they caught anything that was like still alive, like a little duckling or something. Mm.
Duckling.
I know. Yeah, we would like throw a towel over the duckling and Colin, the smart one, would be like, well, I know you've just done that, so, you know, I'm going to wait till you either take it off or I've realised that this game is now over.
Yeah.
But Buster would just be like, where's it gone?
Oh, no.
But he could see the tea towel under his nose, but...
Oh, dear.
I know. Colin sort of carried him, really.
We should have got Buster and Bobbert together.
Yeah, exactly.
Last 5 minutes. Okay, well, did I ask you what life was all about?
Yeah, and I said making your house smell of lavender.
Oh, yeah.
But then we realised what we actually want our house to smell of.
And are you sticking with that?
Yeah, I think having a nice smelling house.
Probably,
unless you want me to go with option B, which is probably just...
No, you do you.
Okay.
I'll accept that.
Yeah, just nice
smelling house.
Yeah.
Okay. Rose West, big apologies. Her house smelled lovely. But would it kill me to not blame the woman in that partnership?
Yeah.
Sorry, Fred West. Would it kill me not to point the finger at the poor lady who was obviously brainwashed by his handsome head?
Fun fact about Corby, seeing as you've got a little connection.
Yeah.
The rumour is that Maxine Carr lives there under witness protection.
Oh, no. I can see that for Maxine.
Yeah.
Bloody
that was
hell.
Always what, and there was a power cut one night, and the whole of Corby was like, "That was her being smuggled in."
Oh, it makes you shudder, doesn't it? That's a shame. That was lovely. Thank you.
That was so nice. Thanks so much.
That was Alexandra Haddo. You can follow her online. Just Google Alexandra Haddo. It's not that hard. And follow yourselves online, if you know what I mean. What I mean is, you know, back yourself, I guess. Unless you're being a tyrant, don't back yourself in the wrong direction. You go around in circles. Oh, follow me at Cuddle Club online. Sometimes I post pictures of me and my kittens, if that's your sort of thing. They're cats now, of course. Oh, they grow up so fast. My boys, my boys, my beautiful boys. Okay, take care, bye-bye now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.